Good evening. This is All India Radio, and I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Campaigning for fourth phase of Lok Sabha polls reaches a feverish pitch. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds a roadshow in his constituency Varanasi ahead of filing nomination tomorrow. Congress President Rahul Gandhi addresses rallies in Rajasthan. Supreme Court appoints former Justice A.K. Patnaik to hold inquiry into allegations of larger conspiracy to frame the Chief Justice of India. Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden decides to run for president next year. In sports, six Indian players storm into finals of Asian Boxing Championships in Bangkok. In shooting, India bagged 2 gold at ISSF World Cup in Beijing. Campaigning for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections has reached a feverish pitch as only 3 days are left for polling in this phase on 29th of April. 71 Lok Sabha seats will go to polls in this phase. Top leaders of various political parties are holding rallies and roadshows at different places to woo voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today led a roadshow in Varanasi. He will file his nomination from Varanasi Lok Sabha seat tomorrow. Our correspondent reports, before beginning his roadshow from iconic Lanka Gate in Banaras Hindu University, Mr. Modi paid his tribute to the BHU founder, Pandit Madan Mohan Malviya.
Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi led the mega roadshow through Kashi Vishwanath, Madanpura, Asti, Shivala, Bengali Tola, and culminated at the Dashashwamedh Ghat, where he participated in Ganga Aarti. Senior BJP leaders Yogi Adityanath, Mahendra Nath Pandey, Piyush Goyal, and Ashwini Chaubey were also present in the roadshow. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, AIR News, Varanasi.
Earlier today, Mr. Modi held rallies at Banda in Uttar Pradesh and Darbhanga in Bihar. He charged the opposition with playing politics of caste and regionalism. Expressing his party's resolve to finish terrorism, he criticized the opposition of not having any policy to deal with terror. He also criticized the Samajwadi Party and the BSP of misguiding the people about the welfare schemes launched by his government and said the proposed expressway and defense corridor in Bundelkhand region of Uttar Pradesh will generate massive employment for the people. Mr. Modi said, under Prime Minister Kisan Samman Nidhi Yojana, 12 crore small farmers will be benefited. Mr. Modi stressed the importance of first-time voters, saying they have a crucial role in the development of the country.
इस लोकसभा चुनाव में पहली बार वोट डालने जा रहे नौजवान नए भारत के नए संस्कारों का निर्माण कर रहा है इसकी वजह है कि उस पर अतीत का बोझ नहीं है उसके पास सिर्फ और सिर्फ भविष्य के सपने हैं
At Darbhanga, taking a jibe at the opposition, Mr. Modi said, those who are contesting only a few seats in the Lok Sabha elections are aspiring to become the Prime Minister. He said the first-time voters and youth are transforming a new India. BJP President Amit Shah has said that his party does not believe in vote bank politics. Addressing an election rally at Auraiya in Uttar Pradesh, he said the nation's security is the first priority for the BJP and Narendra Modi government is giving a befitting reply to Pakistan. Earlier he held a rally at Ghazipur. Addressing a rally at Ajmer this afternoon, Congress President Rahul Gandhi said his party had brainstormed with eminent economists for minimum income guarantee NYAY scheme. Mr. Gandhi said demonetization and GST were ways to rob the poor, the labourers and small traders of their money. He said the NYAY scheme will benefit them. He said the money deposited through the scheme will move the wheels of the economy and create job opportunities for youth.
अब हिंदुस्तान का गरीब किसान मजदूर सोचिए 5 करोड़ परिवारों के बैंक अकाउंट में 3,60,000 रुपए 5 साल के डाले जा सकते हैं और कांग्रेस पार्टी ने मन बना लिया है ऐतिहासिक निर्णय है 2019 के चुनाव के बाद हर महीने बैंक अकाउंट में 5,000
राहुल गांधी also held election rallies at Jalore and Kota in Rajasthan. Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra held roadshows in Jhansi and Jalaun on the second day of her visit to Bundelkhand region of Uttar Pradesh. The Samajwadi Party, BSP and Rashtriya Lok Dal Alliance leaders accused BJP of doing only lip service to the poor, the downtrodden, youth and farmers, and serving the cause of capitalists. Addressing a joint rally at Kannauj in Uttar Pradesh today, BSP Chief Mayawati alleged that the centre did nothing to fulfil the promises made to the youth and farmers of the state. She also criticised the Congress for not giving Bharat Ratna to Dr. B.R. Ambedkar when it was in power. Ms. Mayawati promised that if her party forms government at the centre, it will ensure employment for the poorest sections of society.
यदि केंद्र में हमें सरकार बनाने का मौका मिलता है तो तब फिर हमारी सरकार यहाँ देश में अति गरीब परिवारों को हर महीने 6000 रुपए देने की बजाय उन्हें सरकारी व गैर सरकारी क्षेत्रों में स्थायी रोजगार देने की ही पूरी पूरी व्यवस्था करेगी.
Samajwadi Party President Akhilesh Yadav countered the development schemes launched during his government in Uttar Pradesh. Rashtriya Lok Dal Chief Ajit Singh alleged that lakhs of posts are lying vacant and the union government is not bothered to fill them while the youth are unemployed. In Maharashtra, the remaining 17 parliamentary constituencies will go to polls in the fourth phase. With this, Lok Sabha polls in the state will be complete. Some of the prominent candidates in the fray include Minister of State for Defence, Dr. Subhash Bhamre, Poonam Mahajan and NCP leader Chagan Bhujbal's nephew, Sameer Bhujbal. More from a Mumbai correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Shiv Sena Chief Uddhav Thackeray will be holding joint rallies in Mumbai tomorrow, while Congress Party President Rahul Gandhi is holding a rally in Shirdi tomorrow. Today too, a series of rallies were organized. Senior Congress leaders P. Chidambaram and Prithviraj Chauhan campaigned for Mumbai South candidate Eknath Gaikwad. Senior BJP Minister Suresh Prabhu held rallies at Dhule and Malegaon. Sonali Ghadar Patil, AIR News, Mumbai.
In Rajasthan, 13 constituencies are going to polls in the fourth phase. Here is a report.
Congress and BJP are leaving no stone unturned and have put all the might to woo the voters. Top leadership of these parties is campaigning in Mewar, Marwar and Hadoti region, from which most of these seats came from. Congress President Rahul Gandhi today addressed three election rallies. BJP President Amit Shah will address a pub rally in Jalaun and also participate in a road show in Jodhpur. Jitendra Dwivedi, AIR News, Jaipur.
Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal today hit out at Congress President Rahul Gandhi, alleging that the Congress chief is responsible for not having an alliance between the two parties. He alleged that only Mr. Gandhi will be responsible if the BJP again comes to power. He was speaking at the launch of his party's manifesto in New Delhi. The Central Administrative Tribunal at Bengaluru today stayed the order of the Election Commission suspending IAS officer Mohammad Mohsin for checking Prime Minister Narendra Modi's helicopter in Odisha during an election campaign. The officer from Karnataka cadre deployed in Odisha as a general observer was suspended on 17th April in violation of norms for dealing with SPG protectees and sent back to the state. This is All India Radio giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts.
News Services Division of All India Radio is broadcasting a special live program, Janadesh 2019, on the developments related to the general elections 2019.
Tune in to the FM Gold channel of AIR from 4:05 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. every day till the announcement of results to listen to this special program.
The Supreme Court today constituted a one-man panel of former Apex Court Judge Justice A.K. Patnaik to hold inquiry into the allegations of larger conspiracy to frame Chief Justice of India Ranjan Gogoi and fixing of benches in the top court. The Apex Court asked the directors of CBI and IB, as also the Delhi Police Commissioner, to cooperate with Justice Patnaik during the inquiry. The top court, however, said that the inquiry will not deal with the allegations of sexual harassment against the CJI. The court said the outcome of the inquiry will not affect the in-house committee, which is dealing with the complaint against the CJI. The Apex Court also said that on the completion of the inquiry, Justice Patnaik will file a report in a sealed cover before the court, after which the matter will be heard again. Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden today formally joined the crowded Democratic presidential contest. He made the announcement to run for the president in a video posted on Twitter. President Donald Trump raised doubt over Joe Biden's mental capacity for a successful primary campaign. Sri Lankan Defense Secretary resigned today, taking responsibility for the suicide bomb attacks on Sunday as the country remains tense in the aftermath. Himasiri Fernando said that while there had been no failure on his part, he was taking responsibility for failures of some institutions he headed as the Secretary of Defense. He was asked to resign yesterday following reports that security agencies failed to act on intelligence inputs about the attacks. In a related development, Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison has confirmed one of the suicide bombers involved spent time in Australia on a student and a graduate skilled visa. Back home, the Enforcement Directorate today filed a supplementary charge sheet against former Haryana Chief Minister Om Prakash Chautala in connection with a money laundering case. The charge sheet was filed before Special Judge Kamini Lau, who posted the matter for consideration on May 16th. In Gujarat, third batch of 100 Indian fishermen released from Pakistani jails reached Veerawal today. These fishermen had been kept in Pakistani jails for the last 1.5 years. AIR correspondent reports 90 fishermen are from Gujarat, while 10 belong to Union Territory of Diu. At the stock markets, key indices ended lower. The rupee slipped sharply against the dollar, a report.
At the stock markets, the Sensex at the Bombay Stock Exchange plunged 324 points, close at 38,731. The Nifty dropped 84 points to 11,642. At the Forex market, the rupee slumped 39 paise to an over 6-week low of 70.25 against the US dollar. Gold rose 150 rupees to 32,870 rupees per 10 grams at Delhi's bullion market. With Kamal Saxena, Paul Thottam for AIR News.
On to sports now. In shooting, India opened its medal account with a gold each in 10 meters air rifle mixed team and 10 meters air pistol mixed team events on the third day of ISSF World Cup in Beijing today. Young shooters Manu Bhakar and Saurabh Chaudhary took the top spot in the 10 meters air pistol mixed team event after Anjum Mudgil and Divyansh Singh Pawar opened the country's gold account in the 10 meters air rifle mixed team event. Bhakar and Chaudhary outshot Jiang Rangshan and Pang Wei of China 16-6 in the final, which was held in the new format wherein top two teams battled for the gold medal. Six pugilists stormed into the finals of Asian Boxing Championships in Bangkok today. With this, India look good to notch up its best ever performance at the championships. Amit Panghal and Kavinder Singh Bisht remained on course for their second successive international gold medals this year. They were the most impressive on a day when Shiv Thapa's unprecedented fourth successive semi-final appearance ended with a bronze. Deepak Singh and Ashish Kumar joined Panghal and Bisht in the men's finals, while Pooja Rani and Simranjeet Kaur advanced to tomorrow's summit clashes in the women's draw. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders were 96 for 4 in 14 overs against Rajasthan Royals at Kolkata a short while ago. Earlier, Rajasthan had won the toss and opted to bowl. Tomorrow, Chennai Super Kings will face Mumbai Indians in Chennai. And now, before we wrap up the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning for fourth phase of Lok Sabha polls reaches a feverish pitch. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds a roadshow in his constituency Varanasi ahead of filing nomination tomorrow. Congress President Rahul Gandhi addresses rallies in Rajasthan. Supreme Court appoints former Justice A.K. Patnaik to hold inquiry into allegations of larger conspiracy to frame the Chief Justice of India. Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden decides to run for president next year. In sports, six Indian players storm into finals of Asian Boxing Championships in Bangkok. And in shooting, India bagged 2 gold at ISSF World Cup in Beijing. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.